Vectus Radio podcasts are sponsored by Break the Cycle CIC, rebuilding self-esteem in people who have experienced domestic abuse. For more, email hello@breakthecycle.org.uk.
On the phone now, I have Michaela from St Catherine's School in Ventnor. Welcome to Vectus Radio, Michaela.
Hello, thank you for having me.
We last spoke at the charity fun day at Tesco's, didn't we?
We did. It was a very busy day.
It was, and you were selling some wonderful things that the children had made over the summer holidays.
We were, yes. They had been very busy crafting some sea-related items, and we were selling them there, and we did very well that day.
You've been terribly busy since then, doing lots of other fundraising. Tell us more.
We have been slightly busy. For the past few weeks, we've been trying to think of ways that we can raise funds throughout the current situation, which obviously isn't very easy with so many restrictions in place. But like every charity, we are having to find new ways to do our fundraising. So we came up with the idea that we could go for a walk around the island. And this walk around the island kind of turned into a mammoth relay around the island for the majority of us. And one of our staff members actually decided they were going to run half of it themselves, which was effectively a marathon, and then cycle the rest of the way around. So we have been very busy, literally and very physically busy. So amongst all the paperwork, we've had a great time getting out and about and wandering around our beautiful island.
Wonderful. Your event, when was that?
It was the Saturday just gone, so we were actually, it's very recent. We had glorious weather for it. If you'd seen the weather the week before, with the, I think it was Storm Alex that we had. We were sitting there looking out the window thinking, oh dear, this is going to be disastrous next weekend. But we were just so, so lucky that we had absolute perfect weather for a walk around the island. And it went on for 21 hours and we couldn't have been better for the entire time.
Absolutely superb. How many people did that, Michaela?
All together, there are, I think I counted 28 of us. We had a few extra family members that joined in here or there. But the 28 of us were all staff, either teachers, therapists, admin team from St Catherine's. Even our school principal joined in and did one of the evening walks. She did, I think, 5 or 6 miles in the evening with her husband. So we literally had a wide range of people from the school and some of our post-19 students, the older ones who are here developing their life skills, they joined in as well. So it was a real team effort.
Oh, that's wonderful. How much money do you think you've raised?
Oh, well, to begin with, we were like, oh, do we think anybody would actually sponsor us for doing such a thing? But I'm really pleased to say that at the moment, joining the two funds together of our group relay and Mr. Gibbons, the teacher's single fundraising page, we are currently sitting on just over £2,410, which is absolutely brilliant.
Absolutely super. I so agree, Michaela. Now, the gentleman that actually ran part and cycled the rest, is he one of the tutors at St Catherine's?
He is. He's apart from being very crazy for coming up with such an idea, he is one of our teachers here at St Catherine's. Mr Gibbons is one of our sixth form tutors, and he also very much enjoys his running and cycling, but this was very much a challenge for him as well. And he was determined to give it a whirl this time and did very well. He managed to run the entire thing and then got through the majority of the way on cycling. Just at the end, he just basically, I think tiredness came across him and he just couldn't manage the last little bit. But he still did so much more than either you or I could ever dream of doing.
I'm absolutely delighted for you, Michaela. Now, have you any other things planned in terms of fundraising?
We have. We've got, obviously, once again, we're trying to stick to events that we can do given the situation, and we never know if we're going to end up in more of a lockdown or what's going to happen. So next month, we will actually be launching our charity online auction, which we do prior to every Christmas. And people donate items or services, gifts, and then we, through social media, we run an auction page and people bid for them on there. And we can send them out. So once again, it's a non-contact fundraising event, but a way that brings in funds for the students of St Catherine's.
That's wonderful. Now, how can people get in touch with you if they want to either donate to your recent marathon round the island, or if they want to donate to your charity online auction?
There's a few ways you can get in touch. We do have a fundraising page on Facebook. If you look at St Catherine's Charity, we're there. We have a web page where you can go and visit us. You can email fundraising@stcatharines.org.uk, or very simply pick up the phone and give me a ring on 852722 if you ask to speak to me, Michaela, and let me know how you can help.
Thank you so much for spending time out of your busy day to talk to me, Michaela. Congratulations on what you've raised so far, and I wish you all the best, and do come back and tell us how you get on.
Brilliant. Thank you ever so much, Kitty. It's been brilliant talking to you.
Thank you.